Since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody nearly 30 years ago, efforts have been made to improve the interactions Indigenous people have with the judicial system. But in Western Australia, advocates say support is lacking for families dealing with the coronial court system. Now there's a push for that state to copy a model from Victoria that includes a dedicated Aboriginal Coroner's Court liaison officer. Bridget Fitzgerald has more.
It's been 6 months since Aboriginal woman Shodina Wynn died in Perth, and her grandmother, Jennifer Clayton, is still grieving and looking for answers.
We had the funeral and not knowing what happened to her is just the lingering on. It's unbearable.
The 26-year-old died in hospital 5 days after falling unconscious shortly after being detained by police. And while the coroner is still investigating the death, Jennifer Clayton is frustrated by the lack of information she's getting.
There's been delays in getting information. And then that person who I was dealing with has gone on leave, and then they put me on to somebody else, and that person didn't know what I was talking about.
This sense of a lack of attention from authorities is something the Victorian Coroner's Court might have found an answer to. It's the first and only state to have appointed a dedicated Aboriginal liaison officer. Former WA Coroner Peter Collins, who now works with the Aboriginal Legal Service in Perth, says it's a model that Western Australia could follow.
Despite all the best endeavours and goodwill of the people who work at the Coroner's Court, I think it's a very Anglo-centric organisation, which is not all that user-friendly to bereaved Aboriginal families who come into contact with the court.
And having acted for some of those families, Peter Collins acknowledges an Aboriginal liaison officer is a missing piece of the state's coronial system.
Aboriginal people are grossly overrepresented in terms of death by accident, by homicide, death in custody, premature death, and death in the care of the state. So there's a lot of reasons why Aboriginal people have come into contact with the coronial system.
The Victorian model has been in place for 7 months. Adele Cox from the National Indigenous Critical Response Service, which supports Aboriginal communities after a suicide, says it's working.
That's been a godsend because we're able to now expedite and garner the support that we need, and vice versa, they're able to call on us when they've got a family and a new incident that's just happened.
And she's confident that with some planning, the position could be replicated in every state and territory.
We'd want to make it a senior position where they actually can help to be that focal point and advocacy point on behalf of Aboriginal people.
Jennifer Clayton believes a coroner's court liaison officer would help families.
I speak on behalf of a lot of Aboriginal people and families who have lost people and are still waiting for their questions to be answered.
While the WA Coroner's Court says it provides support services for Aboriginal families, the Department of Justice says it'll discuss the idea of a dedicated Aboriginal liaison officer with the court.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there from Perth.